Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, AP Human Geography Premium. 2006 is a Barron's AP Prep Study Guide for the Advanced Placement Human Geography Exam, written for students who need both content review and repeated exam practice. The book belongs to the test preparation genre rather than academic geography, but its subject matter follows the major themes of the AP course spatial thinking. Population and migration, culture, political organization, agriculture, urbanization, and economic development. Its purpose is practical to help readers understand the tested curriculum, recognize recurring geographic models, and apply concepts to multiple choice and free response questions. The premium format emphasizes breadth and exam simulation, combining comprehensive review with 6 full-length practice tests and online practice resources. Rather than presenting human geography as a loose collection of facts, the guide organizes concepts around patterns, processes, scale, and interpretation of geographic evidence. It is designed for structured study, score improvement, and familiarity with the specific demands of the AP Human Geography exam. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, alignment with the AP Human Geography course framework, a central strength of AP Human Geography Premium. 2006 is its organization around the tested AP Human Geography curriculum. The book covers the major course areas students are expected to know, including geographic thinking, population and migration patterns, cultural landscapes, political geography, agricultural systems, cities and urban land use, and industrial and economic development. This alignment matters because the AP exam rewards more than memorization of terms. Students must understand how concepts connect across scales, such as how migration affects urban growth, how cultural diffusion shapes regional identity, or how economic development influences land use. By structuring review around recognizable course units, the guide helps readers place individual vocabulary items inside larger geographic systems. That approach is especially useful in a subject where the same concept can appear in different contexts. For example, scale can affect interpretations of population density, political boundaries, and urban hierarchy. The book functions as a curriculum map, allowing students to identify gaps in knowledge and review content in the same conceptual order used by AP Human Geography instruction. Secondly, 6 practice tests for exam familiarity and performance diagnosis. The inclusion of 6 full-length practice tests is a defining feature of the premium edition. In AP Human Geography, repeated practice is valuable because the exam requires quick recognition of geographic concepts, careful reading of stimuli, and disciplined time management. Practice tests help students move from passive review to active retrieval, which is more reliable for long-term retention. They also expose patterns in performance. A student may know vocabulary, but struggle with map interpretation, or understand urban models, but miss questions that require applying them to unfamiliar regions. A full practice test reveals these weaknesses more clearly than isolated review questions. The format also helps students build stamina, since exam performance depends on maintaining accuracy across both multiple choice and free response sections. The best use of these tests is not simply scoring them, but reviewing missed items by category, identifying whether errors came from content gaps, misreading, or weak application. In that sense, the practice tests serve as both rehearsal and diagnostic tool. Thirdly, preparation for free response reasoning and geographic explanation. AP Human Geography free response questions require students to define concepts, apply them to real or hypothetical situations, interpret geographic evidence, and explain relationships among social, economic, political, and environmental processes. A prep book in this category must therefore train reasoning rather than only recognition. AP Human Geography Premium, 2006, supports that need by emphasizing concept application and exam-style practice. The key challenge for students is often not knowing a term, but using it accurately in a written explanation. For example, a response about migration must distinguish push factors from pull factors, connect movement to demographic or economic outcomes, and avoid vague claims. A response about urbanization must link models or patterns to land value, transportation, infrastructure, or segregation. Practicing this kind of writing helps students develop concise, evidence-based answers. The guide is useful because it places free response work in the context of the broader course, where definitions, examples, maps, charts, and process explanations reinforce one another. This mirrors the exam demand for applied geographic thinking. Fourthly, use of spatial thinking, maps, charts, and geographic models. Human geography depends on spatial reasoning, and this guide treats maps, charts, diagrams, and models as central study tools rather than decorative supplements. Students need to interpret distribution, density, concentration, diffusion, region, and scale, often from visual or quantitative stimuli. A map of population distribution, a chart of demographic transition, or a diagram of urban structure is not merely information to observe, it is evidence to analyze. The book reinforces this habit by connecting visual materials to major geographic concepts and exam questions. Geographic models such as urban hierarchy, migration patterns, agricultural land use, and development frameworks help students simplify complex realities. But the exam often asks them to recognize both the usefulness and limits of those models. Spatial thinking also requires attention to scale. A pattern that appears clear at the national level may look different at the regional or local level. By repeatedly linking visual interpretation to conceptual review, the book helps students practice the type of analysis AP Human Geography frequently tests. Lastly, structured review plan with useful depth and a demanding workload, the book is best understood as a comprehensive preparation system, not a last-minute summary. Its advantage is breadth students can review the full AP Human Geography course, practice with multiple exams, and use online materials for additional reinforcement. That depth is valuable for students aiming to raise performance across the whole exam. But it also means the guide can feel dense for beginners or for readers who wait until shortly before test day. Effective use requires a plan. A student should first survey the unit structure, then complete targeted review, answer practice questions, and revisit weak areas before attempting full-length tests under timed conditions. The book also suits classroom support because teachers can assign sections by unit or use practice questions to identify common misunderstandings. If limitation is the same quality that makes it strong, it contains more material than a brief cram guide. Readers benefit most when they treat it as a multi-week study resource focused on repeated application, not as a simple list of facts to memorize. In conclusion, AP Human Geography Premium 2006 is most appropriate for high school students taking AP Human Geography, especially those who want a single resource that combines full content review with repeated exam practice. It is also useful for independent learners, homeschool students, and teachers who want a structured supplement aligned with the AP course. The practical benefit is clear readers can review tested topics, practice multiple choice and free response work, and use 6 full-length tests to measure progress over time. The intellectual benefit is broader, because the subject centers on spatial relationships, cultural patterns, population movement, urban systems, political boundaries, agriculture, Andrié, and development. The guide helps students see geography as an analytical discipline rather than a set of place names, compared with shorter review books. This premium edition stands out through its scale, especially the number of practice tests and its combination of comprehensive review with online practice. Compared with a standard textbook, it is more exam-focused, emphasizing the kinds of reasoning, terminology, and time performance the AP test requires. Its best audience is not someone seeking a quick overview, but a student prepared to study systematically, diagnose weaknesses, and practice applying geographic concepts in exam conditions. If you would like to support Meredith Marsh AFDE, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around!